Now on WAKG, from the entertainment capital of the world, here's Hollywood Doug with the latest celebrity scoop.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Carol. How are you doing?
Probably better than you this morning, but not as great as you were last night. I was like being kind of obsessed with your social media last night. I guess I was a stalker. Yeah. You got to go to the Black Panther premiere.
I did. I was there last night, Carol, and it was absolutely phenomenal. This is one of the biggest, you know, I say this quite often, but I go to most of the premieres, but this is one of the biggest ones. I'm telling you, this is one of the biggest ones that I've seen in a while. It was just star-studded. It was packed with all kinds of people. And, you know, I don't know if you know anything about the movie, but it had the biggest pre-sale of any. And I know you're a Marvel girl.
I am a Marvel girl. Absolutely.
Yeah, this had the biggest pre-sale of any Marvel movie ever for first-day sales.
Wow.
So it's going to be huge. It beat out last year's Captain America Civil War.
Wow.
So they're expecting this thing to be huge. Now, the reviews are back from last night's screening because they screened it both at the Dolby Theater where the Oscars are and at the El Capitan, which is a nice older theater right across the street. And it's one of the first times they've screened it in two big theaters for their premiere, so it was really huge. And I don't know if you checked out my social media, but I was out there and got to see everybody. You know, Chadwick Boseman had this great entrance, and Sterling K. Brown, Angela Bassett. I put all, you know, most of it on my social media, but it was really, 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 really something to see last night. So I hope it does really well.
All right, so have you heard what the critics are saying about this movie?
Yeah, the critics are saying that it is just like DC's Wonder Woman. It is, you know, a reboot that you haven't seen before. And it's going to take off and probably make more money than anything Marvel's done in a long time.
Any of the other Marvel heroes in this one other than the Black Panther?
You know, I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to actually see the movie, but I don't think there are.
Okay.
And, you know, it comes out February 16th, but it's getting a lot of good press. And it was really, really cool to be there. If you check out my social media, you'll see all the good pictures I got. But the one surprise that got me, right in the middle of all the stars pulling up, and, you know, I was getting some nice shots and getting to chat for a second. Guess who pulls up and just really cracked me up?
Who was that?
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, the Hoff in the Black Panther, of course, he was not in the movie.
No.
But he finds his way into all these, you know, places in Hollywood. You go somewhere and there's the Hoff just popping up and just making you laugh. I mean, you got to love the Hoff.
Yeah, he just won't go away, so you got to love him, right?
Yeah, he just won't go away. So you got to just take a picture with him and love him and let him go on his way.
All right, let's move on. Worst kept secret in Hollywood. A lot of relationships. We're always hearing that where they're like, oh, no, we're not a couple. We're not a couple. But finally, they have made it official.
Yes, we talked about a couple last week that, you know, said they weren't a couple, but this is exactly one of the worst kept secrets in Hollywood. Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have finally said we're a couple.
For how long now? Forever, right?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
I mean, we got them out last year in September, and they were actually holding hands. And they were kind of, you know, squeamish about that. Don't let anybody see us holding hands. I mean, for God's sakes, we know you're dating.
Yeah.
We know it. We've seen it. You know, everybody's talked about it. But they're out at a pre-Grammy party at Clive Davis's, and they were really lovey-dovey, and my source says they were pretty much almost sitting on each other's laps, as you and I always talk about.
Yep.
But, you know, it's been a while. So just, okay, we got it. You're dating. You're obsessed with each other. We know it. So
Move
on. Move on with your life. All of us
move
can now
on.
Breathe easy, Carol.
You know, when we were out in L.A. last year, the Hollywood sign, I've been up to it before on a previous trip, but last year it was very hard to get to, and we're like, you know, we're going to Universal instead. So what's the deal with the Hollywood sign now? I hear there's some rumblings.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been up for a long time. You know, when it was first originally, you know, erected, it said the Hollywood Land. And it was just a real estate company that was trying to, you know, build some homes up in the area. And then the land fell down, and they kept the Hollywood part. So, you know, that's a little bit of Hollywood sign history. But it's been up forever, and that's in a really, you know, kind of crazy part of the Hollywood Hills.
Right.
And it's a lot of residential up there, and people, the residents are just they're so over people coming up there. You've got all these tour buses and tour vans and, you know, all these tourists that try to get up there, and just blocks their streets. So the L.A. City Council just the other day has passed this referendum, and it's kind of funny. They're talking about putting another Hollywood sign on the opposite side of the slope where the original one is. Now, I think it's absolutely ridiculous, but there's this one tourist that said, you know, it's not a bad idea. Think about when you go to Vegas. Now, they have an Eiffel Tower there.
Right.
You know, as opposed to the one in France. So why wouldn't it work, you know?
They have a Statue of Liberty there. Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
So why not put another landmark somewhere else? So, you know, maybe we'll have two Hollywood signs. I don't know. Well, you know, maybe I'll move up close to this one and I can get my driveway blocked or something.
Yeah. And that's the thing, though. These people who moved there, they had to know. They had to know. I know. That is like iconic Hollywood. That's the thing you want to do when you go to Hollywood. You want to go see that sign. So
absolutely. And, you know, I mean, LA gets like 45 million tourists a year. So you got to put them somewhere.
Really?
I mean, they can't all come to my apartment. So go to the Hollywood sign.
Okay. You know, 2018 is turning into a year of reboots. I know the other day I had on that there's going to be a reboot of Cagney and Lacey, a reboot of Magnum P.I., and you're getting wind of a couple of others.
Oh, God, Carol, it is the reboot year, I swear to God. You know, we're going back in time. So the latest one is Murphy Brown.
Oh, how
much fun. Of course, with Candace Bergen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a great show. I mean, you watched it years ago, right?
Right, absolutely. Love that show.
Love that show. And, you know, in today's political climate, you know, this show could maybe do really well. I mean, you got, you know, Murphy Brown, you got Roseanne coming back, you know, American Idol, and then there's another one that's kind of on the verge. This one, mm-hmm. I'm not too sure about, but we've heard rumblings that the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air could be coming back to TV.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's kind of hard to believe for me because, you know, Will Smith is probably one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
Absolutely,
but
yeah.
Over the weekend, there were some Fresh Prince action figures and stuff that were leaked out. And
okay.
People were like, well, if he's releasing toys, you know, there's got to be a show coming. So
maybe
you know,
movie?
That one's still in the works, but there could be a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air coming back out.
Well, all right. We'll wait and see on that. And then finally, one of the best casting deals in Hollywood, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Now, this is probably the best. Whoever the casting director was for this film,
mm-hmm.
they need to be given an Oscar right away.
Okay.
Because Tom Hanks is going to be playing Mr. Rogers.
I so see it. I so see
I do
it.
Too.
With the sweater and
with
the tennis
sweater.
Shoes.
And,
yes.
And he's so darn nice.
He
you
is.
Know?
Yes. Yes.
And it's going to be called You Are My Friend. You know, of course, I thought it would be called Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. But actually, they did a documentary called Won't You Be My Neighbor that premiered at Sundance just recently. And that's going to be out in theaters. So, but, yeah, they're running with it. And it's about Mr. Rogers had befriended this journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And the journalist didn't really want to interview Mr. Rogers. He's like, come on, that's like the worst job in the world.
Right.
You know, but the journalist really fell in love with Mr. Rogers and learned so much. And, you know, they got a good story out of it. So it's going to be a major movie. And, God, I can just see another Oscar for Tom Hanks. I mean, come on, he's that nice.
He is. And I will go see that movie. I absolutely will. I think that's going to be a great movie.
I will, too. And I will probably ask my neighbor to go with me.
There you go. Yeah. So, Hollywood Doug, thank you so much. Now, if we are searching for you on social media, how do we find you?
You can find me at Jason Douglas on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, you know, Facebook, anything out there. So look for me and send me some questions.
Okay. And
I'll answer anything, almost.
If folks hashtag Hollywood Doug, does that get to you as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Hashtag Hollywood Doug, and we're trying to push that one, Carol. We'll push that one to the, you know, till the end.
We need T-shirts. We need T-shirts. So
we do need T-shirts for Hollywood Doug.
I'll work on it over here on this coast, okay?
Okay, and when I come home, I'll definitely wear one.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so thank you so much, Doug, giving us a call this morning. Go get some
You're
rest,
welcome.
Because I know you also went to after parties last night, too. I mean, you're just
I did,
top-notting
I did.
With the
I'm
celebs.
A little bit tired, but I got to start work here real soon, so.
All right, thank you so much, Doug Lewis, Hollywood Doug, with our Celebrity Scoop.